WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. A Charlottesville high school teacher is under arrest for alleged possession of child pornography. Republican Ed Gillespie announces a plan for public safety, and we'll have a look at what it will be like soon when whites are a minority in Virginia. This is the WMRA Daily for Friday, July 28th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from Blue Ridge Community College. When you earn a two-year associate degree, transferring to a four-year college is possible through their guaranteed transfer agreement programs. More information at brcc.edu.
A Charlottesville high school teacher has been charged with one count of possessing child pornography. Charlottesville police said in a statement Thursday that 56-year-old Richard Allen Well-Beloved Stone was being held without bond after a search of his home earlier this week. Police are still investigating. Charlottesville City Schools said that Well-Beloved Stone has been suspended as an environmental sciences teacher at Charlottesville High School. According to the statement, he had been employed with the district since 2002. He is in custody at the Albemarle Charlottesville Regional Jail. Also, police are appealing to the public for help in solving the disappearance of a baby and the killing of her mother nearly two decades ago in Strasbourg. Silena Jo Dalton was stabbed to death in her apartment in July 1998, and her two-month-old baby has been missing ever since. Allison Dalton was last seen with her 20-year-old mother at the Strasbourg apartment hours before the woman was killed. The Virginia State Police Bureau of Criminal Investigation's Culpeper Field Office says no murder weapon was found at the scene, and neighbors told police they did not hear any screams. Field Office Commander Captain Gary Wilson says they believe Allison Dalton was abducted by whoever killed her mother. Police are urging anyone with information about the case to come forward. Republican gubernatorial candidate Ed Gillespie has unveiled a state safety initiative. Soraya Wintersmith with our partner station WCVE reports the plan features a focus on violence prevention.
Ed Gillespie debuted the proposal from Loudoun County Thursday morning. The One Job, Keeping Virginia Safe plan describes anointing the state attorney general as Virginia's anti-gang chief and reinstating the Richmond-based firearms prosecution program, Project Exile. The plan also proposes creating a statewide prisoner reentry advisor and makes the case for banning so-called sanctuary cities in an effort to eradicate safe havens for the infamous criminal gang, MS-13. Soraya Wintersmith, WMRA News.
Virginia is about to hit the tipping point in terms of demographics, a shift that will challenge what it means to be a racial majority. Michael Pope is digging into the numbers.
Whites have been a majority in Virginia since the Europeans established dominance here during colonial days. But now that dominance is slipping. According to the Weldon Cooper Center for Public Service at the University of Virginia, whites will make up less than 50% of the population in Virginia by 2040. Hamilton Lombard is a research specialist at the center.
It's not because the white non-Hispanic population is declining a lot. It isn't. It's mostly because there's been a lot of immigration from countries where the population is predominantly non-white or Hispanic.
Frank Shafroth at George Mason University says that shift from white majority to white minority is driven by the growing international communities surrounding Washington, D.C.
Some of the fastest growing areas in Northern Virginia are Latino communities and Asian communities, and they wield today just under $50 billion in purchasing power.
Part of the changing demographics here is a result of an evolving sense of what it means to be white. For most of its history, the Census Bureau categorized Hispanic Americans as white, but by 1970, anyone with a Spanish origin could be counted as a separate ethnic population. And since that time, several other racial categories have been added. And since 2000, people can identify themselves as having more than one race. Researchers at the Weldon Cooper Center say all those new racial categories make the growth in minority populations appear to be happening much faster than it actually is. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for joining me. Enjoy your Friday.